嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 开言英语要祝大家2020年新年快乐。
That's right, Happy New Year's, guys, from all of us here at Open Language. Oh, by the way, my name is Adam, and I am in a happy mood.
因为新年快到了，你
要 That's right, Happy New Year!
对，那今天呢，我们就跟大家分享一些非常有道理的新年英文金句。
Okay, so today we are talking about New Year's quotes.
New Year's quotes.
Or New Year quote. We get this question every year. Doesn't matter, they're all fine.
Okay, 好，那新的一年是2020年，那这个数字在英文里应该怎么说呢？
Well, there are lots of ways. You can say 2020, but I think most people will be saying 2020.
Oh, native speakers 也是比较懒，因为 thousand 这个词有点绕口，对吧？
Oh, that is true, that is true. But I think there's just something really special about saying 2020.
Twice,
right? The last time we could do this was 1919, and I wasn't there for that.
那如果说2020年快乐 can you say Happy 2020?
Happy 2020!
Oh, okay. 好，那 we are going to help you kick off your 2020 with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
那今天要分享的第一句 quote 呢，就是来自于天才智商很高很高的爱因斯坦。
Okay, so Mr. Einstein said, Learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow.
好，这句话很简单，我们来看看它的意思。Learn from yesterday，因为我们昨天可能你会觉得有一些遗憾啊，后悔 ，regrets， or you made some mistakes,
yeah.
But it doesn't matter as long as you can learn from them.
That's right. Now that's important, but just as important is living for today.
就是活在今天，活在当下。
Right, but it's also important to hope.For tomorrow.
是的，对，明天对未来要充满希望。So I really like this quote, 因为这里没有说到什么 last year, this year, next year, 就是用了昨天、今天和明天来比喻。
Yes, exactly. So yesterday could actually be 50 years ago, and
right.
tomorrow could be 50 years from now. But Jenny, I have a question for you. We have three parts in this sentence.
Yeah.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Which one do you think we should do the most? Do you think it's equal? 33,
33, 33? 我觉得两个对我来说都特别重要，就是 learn from yesterday and hope for tomorrow.
What? Oh, I was going to say most important is live for today. Yeah, learn from yesterday, live for today, and a little bit of hope for tomorrow.
好，那看完爱因斯坦对我们的鼓励呢，接下来我们要看一位美国乡村歌手 ,country singer.
Country singer, Brad Paisley. Can I do my country voice for this?
Yes.
Okay, well, he's got a great quote, says, Tomorrow is the first blank page of a 365-page book. Write a good one.
他真的是这样说话的吗？
Write a good one.
好，这一句话不管你对这位歌手熟不熟悉啊，第一他在美国非常受欢迎，第二如果你要搜什么英语的 New Year quotes, this one pops up on every website.
It's super famous, that's right.
而且很接地气嘛，这句话。
Right, right, right. So, of course, we always talk about the New Year as being like a new book, right? You turn the page on last year, or you can just start writing a new book. So here he's talking about a blank page.
对，他就把新的一年比作一本365页的书，然后呢，明天啊，1月1号，就是这本书的第一页，它是空白的。
Right, right. So it's blank, and you can put whatever you want on that page. So he's suggesting...Write a good one.
How how to 写第一页啊 And every page, I guess.
Yeah.
好，那接下来的这一句话呢，其实我们最近的节目里分享过。
Yes, but we didn't give the whole quote, did we?
我们 miss 了最重要的这句话。
I was going to say we were just teasing a little bit, just get them hooked and bring them back. What we said before was.For last year's words belong to last year's language. And next year's words await another voice.
上次也跟大家说这是来自于美国的诗人作家 T.S. Eliot 的。然后他就说明年 you know, you will have a new voice.
Right.
一个新的你啊。 But what we left off last time was...
And to make an end is to make a new beginning.
这很有道理啊。就是虽然去年结束了，可能你要对很多事、很多人 say goodbye,、
mm-hmm.
但是这也是一种新的开始。
Right, exactly. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
对对，好，其实很多的新年祝福啊，新年寄语都是这种 ，you know, two sides of the coin.
Right, right, right. Close a door, open a window.
没错，比如下面这一段话。
A time to say goodbye and a time to say hello. A time to bid farewell and a time to look forward.A time to let go and a time to learn new things. That is what happens when the new year rings in.
好，这句话有点长哦，也不知道是来自于谁，但我觉得它里面的这个对比和排比用得非常好，对吧？既是 a time to say goodbye, 又是 a time to say hello.
That's right, a time to bid farewell, which just means goodbye again,、uh-huh. and a time to look forward.
就可以展望，对吗？然后下面这个 a time to let go,、
mm-hmm.
let go 的意思是
let it go, let it go.
Frozen vintage.
Right, it is. You have to let go of certain things. So before we talked about Einstein, you have to learn from yesterday. Well, a lot of us are actually...stuck in yesterday. There's a lot of things that we can't let go of. So basically here, New Year's just reminds us there's a lot of stuff we just need to let go of or get rid of.
对，所以 let go 就是放下它、啊、所以我们要用崭新的心态去迎接新年。这句话的结尾啊，最后有这个短语 The New Year,When the new year rings in,、这个 to ring in a new year 也是很常用的，在新年时候说迎接新年。
Yes, so ring in 2020, for example.
好，那接下来呢，我们要跟大家分享美国一个非常受欢迎的算 motivational speaker.
Anthony Robbins, you can do whatever you want.
对，叫 Anthony Robbins,、然后他就是跟大家宣讲演讲，就是怎么做更好的自己。
And he's been doing thisForever. He's old now, but I remember when I was a kid, it was the same guy. You can do whatever you want.
那他怎么说呢?
He says, New year equals a new life. that hurts my voice. Decide today who you will become, what you will give, how you will live.
我喜欢他的一点是他给你的都是一些 concrete actions、是吧都是一些你真正能做的事情一些动作我们前面分享的很多可能是很诗意的 what you do with your mind、
right.
but Anthony Robbins is like no decide today 他都是动词
right exactly exactly that's his whole shtick
take action now
right
另外我选这句话的原因是它里面说到了一个很重要的 Not only decide who you will become But also what you will give、不要只想着自己、我要怎么变好我要怎么变好其实很多时候我们的变好是我们要付出我们要 generously give、对吗、
Yeah, I think give here it does have two meanings One is to be very generous But I think the other one is what are you willing to give
your effort
Right, give in terms of effort It's not just takingYou know, to ego, this is what I want this, and I am going to take things to get it.
对
That's important. You do need to take sometimes, but you also need to give.
好，但是呢，这些新年 quotes, 有的时候我也觉得，我们就这一天吧，就感觉非常 inspired, 然后到后面几天就忘了。
Yes, yeah. It's like you want to go to the gym on the first week of the new year.
就虎头蛇尾，对吗？
Yeah, I'm really super eager at the beginning, and then, yeah, just kind of peters out.
So it's very important to remind yourself that...
Life is only what you make it, and it is a choice that you make every day, not every month or every year.
Yeah, I think what it's saying is 你每一天都要这样 remind 自己、
right.
而不是说就12月31号啊 you know, write New Year's resolution, 我要好好努力然后1月2号你就忘记这件事了。
Right, you gotta be that tiger every day.
Anthony Robbins.
Anthony Robbins.
Just like today. 每一天要这样激励自己啊。
Right.
好，那我们今天呢还剩最后两句话要跟大家分享。这一句呢是说到我们每个人的起点，人生的起点可能不一样，
mm-hmm.
但这个不要紧，因为最重要的是你的终点，你的目的地在哪里。
Right, so it doesn't matter where you came from. All that matters is where you are going.
Okay. 是是，其实这个 it doesn't matter 怎么怎么样，后面 all that matters 哦 what matters、mm-hmm. is 怎么怎么样，也是英语里非常好用的一个句型。
It's very true. That is very true.
好，那我们今天最后要跟你分享的这其实不是一句话，是一段话哦。它像一首诗，很押韵，然后呢也很治愈。
Okay. May light always surround you, hope kindle and rebound you.May your hurts turn to healing, your heart embrace feeling. May wounds become wisdom through all that you reach for. May your arms never tire.
你喜欢这个吗？
I don't like the end, because what happened to the rhyme?
It's hard to rhyme 每一句啊。
That's like the other one. I was preparing in my mind for this rhyme of things and rings, but actually it doesn't rhyme. Things doesn't rhyme with rings in.
这没关系了，我们还是来看一下这首诗它表达的意思啊。前两句 May light always surround you、
mm.
Surround 就是包围你对吧、
mm-hmm.
就是希望你的生活你的生命永远被亮光包围，然后 hope 希望Kindle and rebound you.、
Mm.
Kindle 是什么意思啊？
Kindle
看书的东西。
Yeah, Kindle is what you need to start a fire.
啊，点起火焰就燃起这个意思。Mm. Rebound 不是 NBA 的吗？
NBA, yeah. Rebound.
Rebound 篮板球。
Right, rebound. But of course, we can also think about our life like a ball. Sometimes it's falling,、and sometimes it rises up. So usually,if you are rebounding, it means you are getting better.
对，就哪里跌倒就哪里爬起来，是吧？
Mm.
你要有 hope, 有希望才可以啊。那如果你受伤了，希望你能被治愈。
Mm.
May your hurts turn to healing.
Right, now, this is a great line from a poem, but of course, we don't always speak like poets speak,、mm. so actually, we don't say hurts. We only say hurts like, mommy, it hurts,、mm. or my heart hurts,
对对对
but there is no noun.
Yeah,
hurts.
Yeah. 是的是的。好，然后呢你的心灵 your heart embrace feeling.
Your heart embrace feeling. Okay, embrace means to hug or to kiss.
拥抱，对对对，你的心灵可以去拥抱 feeling. 拥抱自己的感觉啊。然后所有受到的伤害其实可能都会变成一种智慧。
Yeah, this line I actually really do like. May wounds become wisdom.
Wounds 就是受了一些伤或者、mm-hmm. 摔倒的时候，对不对？
Yeah, yeah, wounds is actually a word that people actually use, unlike hurts.
好，最后，不管你在努力，你在追寻什么，希望你的手臂永远都不会觉得累、
okay.
是不太押韵。
That's right, they'll never tire. So we all know tired, I'm tired, you're tired. But tire here is a verb meaning to become tired.
他前面说 through all that you reach for、
mm-hmm.
Reach for 就是、like reach for your dreams、
right.
Reach for the sky.
Right, or reach for the cookies on the top shelf.
就追求任何的梦想啊、mm. 永远都不会倦怠。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，希望这些英文金句也会给你的2020年加油鼓劲。
Alright, thanks for listening guys. Happy New Year.
对，祝大家新年快乐，也非常感谢大家在过去一年对开言英语对潘吉杰尼告诉你节目的支持。 Remember, tomorrow is the first blank page of a 365 page book. So write a good one. We'll see you next year. Bye.
Bye-bye.